I am Dr. Masha, and this video will be about my long COVID recovery story. I'm shooting this video in hopes that this information will help you make right health decisions for yourself and for your loved ones. I tested positive for COVID in August 2022. The infection itself wasn't too bad. I was maybe tired for several days, had a little bit of fever, and that's about it. However, when I got better, I developed a condition that is called post-infectious syndrome or long COVID. First, I've noticed that I started to lose a lot of hair. I would take a shower and my hands would be full of hair. I have a lot of hair, but still, I was losing tons. At the same time, I was getting dizzy several times during the day. My energy level was really affected. I was so tired, I needed to nap two or three times just to get through the day. I had terrible brain fog. I couldn't concentrate. And at one point, it got so bad that I couldn't put words into sentences. I would be searching for a word and I wouldn't be able to find it. In a very short period of time, I turned from a healthy, vibrant, fully functioning individual into a person who could barely drag herself through the day. I'm a naturopathic doctor, and in 2022, we already knew what long COVID was, and I had several patients with long COVID who successfully recovered. So I went back to my notes and I started to look at the treatment protocols that I put for them. And I've decided to become my own physician and guide myself through long COVID recovery. In my recovery, I've used several therapies. I'm an integrative medicine doctor, which means that I believe that integrating several therapies together has a better and a larger effect than using just a mono, a single therapy. The main therapy that I used was hyperbaric oxygen therapy. If you don't know what it is, hyper stands for increased, baric stands for pressure. It's a therapy that's administered inside a hyperbaric chamber and it uses pressure and oxygen. The net result of it is the increased delivery of oxygen to cells and tissues. We need oxygen for repair, regeneration, and energy production. So I used that therapy. I used infrared therapy for my joint pain and PMF. I also looked at my diet, so I did some dietary changes. I used supplements and herbs, and I used the sixth therapy, which is really common sense, and it's called pacing. So let me go over every therapy and explain in detail what I did. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy, I did 5 to 7 times a week, so almost every day. I used mild pressure chamber simply because that was the only chamber I had access to. I was too fatigued and too tired to travel to the clinic to get higher pressure treatments. So I used a 1.3 atmospheric pressure chamber with supplemental oxygen. I did 90-minute sessions almost every day. I also looked at my diet, and I eliminated all foods that increase inflammation. So I had to avoid gluten, dairy, I had to avoid corn and soy. I didn't eat out and I didn't order food. I cooked for myself healthy meals every day because I wanted to make sure that I know exactly what is in my meal. I ate fish and lean meat and lots of vegetables, drank a lot of water, so my diet was really clean. I also used supplements. Again, I looked for the supplements that decrease inflammation. Omega-3s, turmeric, boswellia. I used glutathione, which is a major antioxidant, and I took it as a supplement, but I also did glutathione IVs. I added serrapeptase, an enzyme that is known to break down inflammatory complexes in the body. All this inflammation is really increased in a person with long COVID. So all therapies that I used primarily decreased inflammation, and as a result, my symptoms were slowly going away. Same with hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It results in decrease in inflammation. I did red light therapy and PMF on painful joints that helped a lot to bring down inflammation and decrease the pain. I also did something that is called pacing. I absolutely love pacing for chronic disease recovery. Pacing is listening to your body and stopping when your body says enough. For example, you wake up in the morning, you do your chores, and if you feel that you're getting tired, you stop and you rest. Sometimes for me, it meant that I could only do one task a day, whether it was grocery shopping, taking my daughter to her extracurricular activities, or cooking a meal. And it was fine with me because I knew that I was gonna do it for the short period of time, but I needed that to recover. I was taking naps whenever I felt that I needed this downtime, whenever I felt that I needed to rest. Altogether, these therapies helped me recover. In about 3 weeks, I've noticed that the symptoms started to go away. It took me almost 3 months of daily treatments to say that I was 80% better. The question is, am I cured of long COVID? Is it gonna come back? Is it a lifelong condition? The answer is that I don't know. We just don't know. We don't have enough information. I can say that recently I was under a lot of stress and I've noticed that some of my symptoms were coming back, mostly dizziness and brain fog. I know that my nervous system was deeply affected by COVID infection. So I developed something that's called neuroinflammation that resulted in all this feeling of dizziness, lightheadedness, dysautonomia, where I couldn't control my blood pressure or body temperature, and also brain fog, memory problems, and lack of concentration. I have to be careful, yes. Can I be fully functioning like I was before COVID? Yes. Is it possible to get better if you have long COVID? Absolutely. Please keep searching for the answers. Keep trying different therapies that are proven to help other patients with COVID. We know from medical literature, from case reports, but also from anecdotal evidence, something like sharing your own personal experience, that hyperbaric oxygen therapy can be extremely helpful in long COVID recovery, especially when it's combined with supplements, herbs, dietary changes, IVs, and other therapies that you have access to. Please consult with a medical practitioner who would be able to put together a treatment protocol that will help you recover from long COVID and start feeling better. I hope you found this information helpful. Please give this video likes so more people can see it. If you have your own long COVID recovery story, please share it in the comments section. I really would like to know what helped you and what I can add to my toolbox as a practitioner helping other people recovering from long COVID. And I'll see you next week.